The Bullet Club is for everyone.
That would be Balor Club.
That's what I said. I got a speech impediment tonight.
Corey Graves.
Are you projecting again?
Fire.
That's right.
Tell me you didn't just say that.
For those of you who didn't know, it's for everyone.
For everyone.
Everyone.
A couple things have been happening lately. Did you see the WWE's post about chaos is coming to the WWE?
I
saw. Also the name of a faction in New Japan.
Yes, yeah, I saw the Rainmaker had
Rainmaker was like, I am. And then Will Ospreay was like, we are.
Yeah, he tweeted. He said, actually, we're
in Japan.
Yo, question for the room before we get started. Can you imagine if there was Twitter in the 80s and 90s with wrestling with the wrestlers?
Oh, my God.
It would be so bad.
I can't because they would... Back then, they were holding on to kayfabe so strong that everything would have been.
Oh, my God.
It would have all been kayfabe stuff.
It was so bad that they had separate dressing rooms. You imagine Twitter?
Right. You couldn't ride around or hang out. Faces and heels weren't allowed.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back once again. The Matt Mania Podcast, episode number...
70-something.
70-something.
We back like we never left.
Yes.
And it's a new podcast for you to jam to.
Yeah. The Bullet Club is for everyone.
Everybody. So, as always, we are here to talk wrestling with you.
Yes.
My name is Megaran. To my left.
Brock Knowledge in the building.
Yeah. To his left.
T-Call.
And to his left.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's your boy, the Neo X.
Yeah. So, here we are, a week or a couple days removed from the Superstar Shakeup.
Yeah.
Ooh.
What do you guys think? Like,
I feel like I did
a little thing on Twitter, and the entire Twitter agreed that SmackDown got the better of this.
SmackDown won.
What do you guys think? Let's go around the table.
I mean, SmackDown got R-Killings, bro. Ron Killings
that's
is back.
That sealed the win.
I said on Twitter that it was the best one so far. I mean, what is this, the third year that they've shooken up?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was good.
This was actually episode 80. I apologize, number 80.
This would have been the best one so far that I think they've done.
The potential is there.
Yeah, like the people that they brought up from NXT, the swaps that they did for the matches that we can potentially get,
and the
which I know we're gonna talk about that more. But yeah, just like all of that, like I feel like this was like if it was like the XXL like freshman covers, like this class. Is the best class so far.
Right on.
All right. Okay. Bringing it back to hip hop. I like that.
And I can explain why later.
We'll get to that. Yeah. But we as always, talk hip hop, talk a little wrestling, talk a little bit of TV, talk video games,
talk
whatever's on our
bullshit.
Mind. So I want to get into some news. But first, as always, we will put over some things that we love or
it's
hate.
The weekly put over, Matt Maniacs.
Yeah. Putting you over, brother.
Dig it. The cream.
So, right now.
Putting over that cream.
I'm putting over a game called Fortnite for the PlayStation 4. It's actually free to download, so if you got a PS4, go grab it.
Is it free to download on Xbox?
It's not on Xbox, I don't think.
That's what you don't know, because it is.
I don't know.
Because people were asking you if you were playing on PlayStation or Xbox.
That's right. So
burn.
I'm wrong. Sorry, I got rid of my Xbox. I'm no longer Team Xbox. But anyway, I've been enjoying, as I said a couple weeks ago, Overwatch. That's been my shooter of choice. Yeah.
Much better.
Fun game. Now, somebody was like, oh, if you like Overwatch, it's like Overwatch meets, what's the building game?
Minecraft.
I don't know Minecraft. I never played it. But the kids love it. So I was like, what the heck? And it's literally shooting plus building. And it's kind of fun. It's just
so
a
are
lot
you building forts?
Do.
Is that
yeah,
what it
you
is?
You can build walls like when you're about to be surrounded. You can just build a wall real quick and put a trap inside the wall so when people come in. Like, it sounds cool, but mostly I spend my time getting shot in the head and ending my life quickly. I played about 12 games on this game.
I haven't played it, but I thought it was cooler than that. I thought you were building like
DeLoreans and shit.
No, like
you build a castle or something.
No, like tree houses or something. Like I thought it was gonna be. Something
you can kind of do that. Like you can get up on top of a tree and build a house.
Oh, you really?
That's yeah, dope. Like it's kind of like you can do anything. So
what did
I started
you
playing
what,
the game.
What did you post on your Snapchat? What were you called?
So I started playing this game, and the first day, like I had the voice chat on.
Oh, wow.
And I didn't realize that it was on. And when people talk to me through my TV, I get a little startled sometimes.
Yeah, that's weird.
So I didn't respond. Like, this dude was like, yo, bro, who shot you? Who shot you? Like, he was trying to help me out. He was on my team. He was like, yo, where'd you get shot? And I was like, what?
Hello?
my TV's talking. What? I just felt like a really old man.
It's like Skynet became like, self-aware.
My TV is talking to me.
And wait, so, did you have a headset or is it different with the PlayStation?
No, I had the camera, which means like, yeah, you could just talk straight through the TV.
Oh, okay.
Talk
through, that's weird though.
Like it with picks up your audio in the entire room, which is super spooky.
No, wait, you got that? The PlayStation Eye thing?
Yeah.
Oh, Sony's all up in your business.
So, yeah, I thought people.
I don't like that. Yeah, but it's like, you know, you can use it to like for Twitch and you can use it for
people to see why
you should cover it when you're not using it. Like put a towel.
I really need
it. It also has facial recognition, so that's why it's not cool.
It's weird. And if you ever tried to show up naked, I know the Xbox One will like edit you. Like it'll cover you up.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
You know, that's good though. You know, the little E perverts trying to sling their little E dick around.
Man, E-perverts, I used to hear about
E dick.
Thank you to the creators for blurring out that shit.
I've never seen E-dick, that, but please. People used to say that they play like Uno. Is it Uno Roulette or something on Xbox or something that would say that they were always getting that they would get like people's profile pictures would be like it would be people's dicks and shit like
what is wrong with people, yo?
Because they're perverts or
E dick on the internet.
Way too much E dick. All right, might need
straight to your
this
email.
E dick.
No,
I won't do.
We
that.
Might lose some sponsors.
That it can be E D I C. It ain't got to be a K on it.
Don't be clever like my dad with his Twitter handle.
Very clever. What's
is your
dad's
Twitter handle? E dick.
Medic 911. And yo, he
is
couldn't
D-I-C or D-I-K?
He couldn't just spell it medic with M-E-D-I-C. He had to spell it M-E-D-I-C-K.
Of course.
He's not like, mijo, mira.
Follow Rock's dad.
Yo!
Let him know that the Matt Mania podcast sent you.
Okay, so here's where it gets crazy. Dude is yelling at me through my TV, but he's trying to help me. He's like, yo, bro, like, where'd you get shot? Tell me your location so I know where the bad guys are. And I was like, what? He's like, yo, bro, where'd you get shot? I was like, you're talking to my
you're
TV.
Afraid to talk back?
And I'm in the room with my wife. She's like, can they hear you? And I'm like,
in your wife, he's with
I don't know.
I can see her just be like, so
and this dude's on the TV like, hey, yo, girl, where'd your man get shot from?
Right. Hey, yo, girl.
So the dude gets so pissed off that he's just like, yo, man, just log out. You a bum ass nigga.
He just dropped it on you.
Look at that. Hottest takes right there, baby.
Just log hot takes. Out. Just log out.
So, yeah, man. He just told me to log out, and I did. And But I got back on since then, but like I said, I played 12 games, but I haven't shot
you
nobody.
You sound like Smokey. You like, yeah.
I logged out.
He told me to get off, but when he left, I was back playing again.
I logged back in again. But anyway.
You got to make time to play a little Overwatch.
Yeah, for sure. Let's do it.
All right.
I suck at that, too. I had to literally start over.
So I'm like a level 300.
Bam, level 300. Anyway, let's not get all gamey and weird. Let's move on.
We're losing Rock.
Rock.
Let's put some things over.
All right, so I'm putting over Fortnite. It's fun.
You know what it is?
Right back to the Fortnite.
Y'all have seen Back to the Future, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know when, like, Marty and Doc are holding the picture and, like, the siblings are fading? When y'all are talking about video games.
Or anime.
I'm just, like, slowly going.
Or anime.
Or anime.
Slowly becoming transparent.
He starts disappearing.
I'm like, where's Rock at?
He's disappearing.
He fades into the wall. It's like Pirates of the Caribbean with the guys just stuck in a boat.
Time.
All right. I normally go left, so this time I go right.
Oh,
swerving. VMEOX is usually last, but never least. So never this least. Time, sir, what do you got?
So, ladies and gentlemen, I like to put over, I put it over once before, but ZapCon 6 is coming to the Mesa Convention Center April 21st and 22nd. Now, normally I would volunteer every year, but this time around, I'm not able to. Unfortunately, at my job, it's tax season, and I am just swamped. And usually when I do volunteer, it's like on a Friday, Saturday. But since we're so swamped, I just could not do it. So if I do go, it's going to be on a Sunday, which is the tournaments are going to happen that day also.
Right.
So if you want to catch these hands, brother, you can meet me at ZapCon 6 on a Sunday. I'm going to go with my boy Blogvarg, Zach, friend of the show. And
bring him through to the podcast.
You want him to come on the podcast?
I don't know, man. Y'all go to a lot of wrestling shit together.
He's a dope guy.
Sorry, I muted you because you were opening food over there.
Oh, you muted me.
Brown paper bag.
Yeah, man. I wish they had the benefit of smell microphones because it smells great in here.
Mm. But yeah, I'm gonna go Sunday. Yeah, I'm gonna
I think
go
I'm gonna
Sunday.
Go too. So hit me up when you go.
I bet.
I've never been home when it happens. So I want to check it out. I was supposed to play, but not really, because it didn't quite work out. But well, the mini bosses will be playing for Saturday
night.
Yeah,
they're doing the mini lounges. Or
lounge bosses.
Lounge bosses.
Something like
that. Another thing, too, Matt Maniacs, if you're in Arizona and you have an audio setup, just let us know, because we could do some impromptu concerts.
We'll just pop up on you and
pop up on you.
Or live Matt Mania edition.
True. We can always do that.
Do you want a Matt Mania in your backyard? What about in your basement?
Like a Matt Mania barbecue?
Do you have a den?
Yeah,
maybe a pool hall.
A Matt Mania kickball
game. We'll come set up for a fee.
We can do like a pop-up podcast. And, you know,
yeah, book a pop-up powerbomb / podcast in your backyard.
So, yeah, I think, ladies and gentlemen,
powerbomb
your
mom.
Go to
that should be our new
slogan. I think y'all should go to ZapCon and get your nerd on. There's tons of free-to-play arcades, pinball machines. Plus, they have a bunch of they have a lounge where you can play, like, retro Nintendo, Super Nintendo, Sega, Neo Geo,
Sega!
Atari, a bunch of cool stuff. So I love ZapCon. So
I'm looking forward to being there, man. I haven't been there. I thought it was just pinball, but it's not. So that excites me. I like pinball, but
they're gonna have
like
a virtual on arcade setup. Have you ever seen
I love virtual
like the mecha style.
Yeah, man, yeah.
Have a bunch
that in
of
Japan.
Cool games,
it's
so.
Crazy.
Yeah, it's gonna be dope. So
that's kind of fun. I like retro games. Like,
have you been to the pinball arcade?
They got retro.
No, but I've been to the pinball arcade here in Phoenix. The I think it's the grid, right? It's mostly pinball. I've been
there.
Are you
a native? Are you from here?
I'm from Los Angeles originally.
When did you move here?
From Watts. Well, I moved here when I was like.
Throw that in there from Watts.
Yeah, throw that in there. So
let's throw that in there.
So I have street.
I'm from the hood.
Yeah, so I have street appeal. I moved here like pretty much when I was like six, though. So,
what year was that?
Like in the 90s.
You're going to say you were from Watts, Indiana.
Nickel Palace? Yeah. Anybody familiar with the Nickel
Palace? Oh, yeah, Nickel Palace.
Like 43rd in Glendale?
Yeah. My older brother used to take us to Nickel Palace.
Yeah,
it was an arcade. All the games were in Nickel. You paid like $3 or $4 to go in.
Yeah, and then next to it was that movie theater.
Yeah. And they had like pretty much like not the new games, but like
the
last
retros.
Season's new games.
Yeah.
So you could play like, I was playing X-Men for like a nickel. I think I beat it because it was like, it cost me like a dollar. Yeah.
Shout out to my older brother, Norm. He used to take us to a bunch of cool arcades. He took us to like, you know, Nickel Palace. He used to take us to Video Roundup, which was all the way in Tempe.
What's the one on Camelback? The insert coins?
That one's the barcade?
Bonus round.
You been there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it. I played a show there. It's dope.
I know you're partial because you work at the Cobra Arcade.
No, but I still enjoy Bonus because they have food there. And plus they also have like lounge games. Like if you want to play a board game with like friends.
What was the place on Mill that you performed at that move?
It was just called Barcade or something.
I don't know,
like
but those guys run or work with the grid, I believe.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
I forget what it's called, though. But that one that was down on Mill was cool.
Yeah. That's the only thing is, it just had, like, console stuff.
It was, it wasn't really, like, a full,
you know. Like, service. You had to rent a game, and you got to plug it into a console.
That's kind of dope, though.
You know, but still.
Yeah, they had controllers all, like, on the bar. Like, you can just sit at the bar and drink and then play the games.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fly. See, I would like that.
Yeah.
Some classic Nintendo joints, like the Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
Yes.
All the old WWE Royal Rumble. Remember that game?
Yeah.
Yes.
That was a good one.
Some of my favorite stuff.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Okay. So we got rock into some game talk.
So old games.
Cool.
So play video games, everybody.
Play video games every day. Next up, Teak.
Yes, I do that, but with something else.
Oh, wait. Well, Teak, we'll get you last. You got a mouthful.
Are you good?
Right now?
You good? Pause.
Are we still pausing in 2018?
Yeah, because you watched the Joe Budden podcast and they paused.
In certain constantly. Circumstances,
only Joe Budden.
You said the man
pause.
Has a mouthful. That's pause.
So do these and Miro fans.
So
they
I did
pause.
Have a mouthful.
So that means
I say
apparently
okay.
I got to make it clear that he doesn't have male genitalia in his mouth.
Well,
his
I also
hand.
Had ranch in my mouth.
There's
so that
so
doesn't
many
make it
other.
That doesn't make it any better.
I'm with the anti-pause movement in 2018, y'all.
Stuff, you know?
It's come on, y'all. Anti-pause movement. No need for a pause.
I don't normally pause.
Well, I can say I have stuff in my mouth without having to say pause.
You can,
like, come
but
on,
somebody
you
else
man.
Can't say that you have a mouthful.
You can't say like if I can't be like, yo, Rand's got a mouthful. Like, dog.
Why not? What if I really do?
It ain't Rock's,
why not?
Because it ain't Rock's place to say that what your mouth is full of.
Oh God. T-Call, what you putting
and
over?
And speaking of something that's definitely pause-worthy,
go.
I'm going to put over Game Over Man on Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
So for those of y'all who haven't seen it or might not know what it is,
haven't seen it.
It's a movie from the creators of Workaholics.
Yeah.
Right.
Great show, by the way.
Adam DeMamp.
Friend of the show.
Adam Devine. Is it Devine?
It was DeMamp on the show or whatever.
Adam Dickout is his name.
His name is Adam. I think they all went by their names on there. Yeah. So it was Durs and...
Friend of the show.
It was great.
I forget what the other guy's name is. But yeah, it's basically like the show is not... The movie is not Workaholics, but if you liked Workaholics, then the movie is Workaholics. Like,
but
it's the same
three
guys.
But the concept is they're trying to make a video game or something like that?
No, that's not the concept at all.
Oh.
Wow.
Not even close.
The concept is these guys work at a hotel and some Arabian-like
prince...
I thought
they were pitching their video game
is, they did. They pitched the, like, system, but that's not what the movie
is about. Hey, wait, come on. That was part of it.
No, we didn't.
Thank
we
you, Ram.
Let's just shut them down. No, nothing like video games at all.
Partial
except
props.
That they pitched the video.
it's more like getting high and stuff like that because that's what they're doing.
Okay.
They're getting high.
So if you never watched Workaholics, can you jump into this and enjoy it?
Yeah.
Because it's not cause with your children.
Because it's not them. But if you watch Workaholics, then it's like
same
them playing the same role.
Okay.
So it's like we don't have a Workaholics movie that's
like
the closest thing to it.
A Seth Rogen movie.
Yeah.
Like he's going to be the same person.
Yeah.
Yeah, no kid should watch Game Over Man, though. No children.
Another thing no kids should watch that I liked a lot that I'm going to throw in was Blockers.
Oh, yeah.
Starring John Cena. Yeah.
Really funny, man. I wanted to watch a movie while I was in San Diego, and it was hilarious.
Oh, that's
John
out now?
Cena
that's
does
out?
A lot
yeah.
of, yeah.
I didn't know that was out.
He does a lot of very pause-worthy things.
Shout out to
he always
Cena,
does, and
way.
I got a couple questions about you about Big Match Jar.
We have to talk about that movie. We have to talk about Cena. We have to. I got some. We got.
Well,
we got
that's right.
We
got to
talk about Cena. Bro.
Okay, about movies. All
yeah. Right. Did you see?
What was that other one he did? That date movie
with Amy Schumer.
Amy Schumer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you see that? Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Did you see the
well,
one?
I
he played the same
did
character.
A cameo, right?
Did you see the one with Will Ferrell?
Okay.
What is it? The Stepfather's movie? Did you see that?
No.
Oh, he was the
drug dealer.
He's the new. He was a drug dealer in the movie with Tina Fey.
Stepsisters or something.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
Shout out to Tina Fey, by the way. That's a Woman Crush Wednesday right there.
But why did? But what's weird is well, he always plays like in these super like adult level comedies.
But
yeah,
he's
that's
John
what I'm saying.
Cena.
Like Stepfather,
but
he's
Mr. Make
like
a Wish.
Super buff.
But he's
this
John
is so
Cena.
Strange, right?
Did you see him on This Is America?
No,
I got
to
see that.
He was in Jesus Mero?
How long, my
suited
question
up,
was, how long
like,
before
hold
John
on,
Cena?
Hold on, he get his question out.
So, how long, right, how long right. I can't hear myself in the headphones.
Okay.
So I don't know if I'm talking
you.
Over you guys.
You're good. You're good.
How long before he leaves and just does movies like The Rock?
When he gets that big payday.
Yeah.
The Rock didn't
that,
wait till a big
that
payday.
One.
What was the big payday? Scorpion King?
That was a big payday.
Yeah, it was big. I mean,
at that time,
okay,
it
maybe
sucked.
But it was his lead. It was his first leading role.
But you have to remember.
But I'm like, he went... I feel like he went down during that time.
No.
Like he was
kinda,
big,
he
and then
did.
He
kind of
floundered,
and then he kind of got his groove, and now he's been like.
Yeah.
But you have to remember, man. Like he started as a cameo in The Mummy.
He did,
and he looked
right.
so good. And then
they made a movie based
on that scene,
right? And he thought that he was going to be the shit. Then he was in a bunch of Disney movies.
He was not that good for a while,
which was okay.
Get Shorty, he was good in that.
Yeah, but he like, was in like he was in the Tooth Fairy. And,
oh God!
And then it's
really
the one where he's a football player and he just gets a kid dropped off in his lap.
The Spy Kids.
He had a lot of bad movies.
Journey to the Mysterious
Center
Island
of the
or something.
Oh,
he also had that one movie with Exhibit where he coached a bunch of like inner city kids.
Gridiron Gang.
That was a good movie. That
was
good.
Rundown, his first like
I
starring was good.
Yeah, with Johnny
Rosario
Knoxville.
Dawson.
Johnny Knoxville, friend of the show.
Oh, no, the Rundown.
No, no, no.
That was
Stifler.
That's Stifler.
No, but he did Johnny Knoxville with Walk Hard. Walk Hard.
Walk Hard.
Okay, I'm sorry.
We could do a whole podcast on rock movies.
Is that the name of it?
It's something
Walking
wrong.
Tall.
Walking Tall.
Hey.
We did it, y'all.
Walk Hard was the fake Dewey Cox.
Walk Hard.
Not to be confused with Dewey Cox.
Well,
not to be confused with The Rock.
Twitter's
the
all
Cox.
Up.
The Rock, the Cox, you know, same thing.
So you think he's going to wait until a big payday, and then do you ever think that he's going to be able to compete or be as big in movies as The Rock?
Well, I think Blockers is a good platform.
It's hard to say
far.
Because I didn't think The Rock would do it.
But
like,
The Rock is doing
the
same thing now. Like, it seems like John Cena jumped right into what The Rock is doing now, which The Rock is doing like R-rated adult comedy stuff now.
True.
But he started off with doing family-friendly
but
stuff.
But remember, though, that nothing goes without WWE's approval. So
that's real.
When
The
they
Rock
got to
do this WWE movie now. Did you see his cameo?
He's doing a cameo in the Page story.
Yeah, it was
like,
hello,
it's like
Page
when,
here.
It's like when WWE says do something, he's got to do it.
That's the thing. Like he's still in the contract with WWE. So even they could have the big blockbuster offer to him, and they're like, "Well, let's wait. We still want him to wrestle."
Is anybody gonna go watch Rampage? Because I'm not.
I am.
I would.
Really? Somebody told me it was good.
I will actually.
I don't
go
see
watch
how they saw
theaters.
It. Is it out yet?
Yeah, it's in theaters. It's
out. My homie D-Nick, shout out to D-Nick in Chicago, who said it was dope.
Is it E-Dick?
God, this, you know, just call this episode pause.
This episode,
it's called a pause.
It's brought to you by E Dick.
Oh God,
D Nick is his name.
And he told you that the movie was dope.
He told me Rampage was dope.
I'm sure now, he is. I watched like 5 minutes of a bootleg, and then I cut it off.
You cut it off. You wanted
to
see it for real.
This looks too good.
Need that I need to load up a bootleg.
Well, if you go on the streaming services, they have bootleg.
Yo, Cody, Cody's like, for our Cody's down.
It was like a cam version.
Yeah, exactly. They'll have like the cam on there virgin? Before they have the HD version.
God, it's just.
That would be
so yeah, but I cut it off because I was like, "Oh, this looks funny." And then, funny enough, people were saying that the best part of the movie is The Rock and the gorilla, like their relationship. The Rock with a CG gorilla is the best part of the movie.
Is it named Harambe?
I kind of want to see it. Rock doesn't really make bad movies anymore. He makes kind of popcorn movies.
He was just in Jumanji.
I don't make bad movies.
What's wrong with Jumanji?
No, it was great.
He makes makes good popcorn.
Was it really?
Oh, I thought you said he doesn't.
It was.
Make,
it was really fun. It was a fun
movie.
No,
he doesn't make bad movies.
Let me ask you this, because I haven't watched it.
I might say great anymore. And stretch that too much. It was fun.
I haven't watched it because I am a fan of the original.
Exactly.
And the original was so dope. Yep. And I'm like, what I saw, I was like, I don't want to see this.
What year is it?
Man.
The original, when you go back and look at it, is like a dark movie.
Yeah.
It's not really.
It wasn't super funny.
Robin Williams.
Jumanji now, the one that they just did, is funny. It's fun. It's a family movie. When you look at the old Jumanji, it's like, wow, this was not a family movie. I can't believe they let me watch this when I was however old.
It
so
was like, man, you might die.
And but then, The Rock is at the point now where he can carry a whole movie by himself. Like, he can be the star of a movie or a star of a franchise.
Yeah.
And does John Cena have... I don't think John Cena has that yet.
At some point, he will.
At some point, he'll he's getting there.
Definitely. But
he's going the same... How is he's going the same path.
But how
was
his role in Blockers? Was it like a leading role?
He was
role?
A
lead.
Rookie dad.
He's a lead, right?
I mean, one of the three.
He was one of the four parents.
There was
four parents.
Three parents.
Okay.
And he was one of the three. So he's so pretty good. Close
that's
to a lead.
And he chugged a beer in his ass.
Yeah, he did chug a beer in his butt.
Did you see it on the preview?
No.
Yeah, ass chugging.
Pause.
That's the white privilege chug.
All right, let's not let's move Rock, on to less pause worthy items.
Did you put something over
Rock,
there?
What are you putting over, sir?
I'm gonna put over season 2. This is on Netflix. This is the Netflix corner. it's the Santa Clarita Diet with Drew Barrymore. And the guy is funny. I don't know what his name is, but if you've never seen it, it's basically on some like zombie type. Stuff
she's
going
like a
on.
Living zombie.
I know
zombie.
Who the guy is. He's the guy. When you
he's
need a guy,
he's the guy he's from like guy. The girl next door.
Yeah, he's like
porn
the guy
producer.
Who's
the guy.
Like,
he's the guy.
When you need somebody who looks like this guy but can't get that guy,
he's the guy. He's like Josh Duhamel light, essentially.
Yeah, he's like whatever white guy that you couldn't get. Then you
it's
get
like
him.
Non-threatening white dad, and that's the guy that he is. The season is good. It's 10 episodes. If you haven't watched season 1, it is on Netflix. Check it out. It's fun. It's not serious. It just turn on, laugh at the humor's good. The writers on that show are very,
so is
very
it,
talented.
Is it dramedy or just comedy?
It's more comedy with like an edge because there's like some murder, like you see
right,
like
but
Drew
the
Barry,
murder is comedy. Played off as
you
funny?
See Drew Barrymore like yeah you see Drew Barrymore like eating people, but it's funny because it's Drew Barrymore.
So not really like Weeds, right?
Not as dramatic as Weeds.
Okay, yeah,
not
Weeds
as
was more drama.
Yeah, Weeds
was
more,
was
yeah.
like silly.
Yeah, so God. Definitely
Weeds
check
was silly,
that
but
out.
It was like dramedy. It was like it had his had his actual moments.
Yeah.
Moments.
Just check that out, and then I'm gonna put something else over because I know that I'm not a huge football fan right now, but the other 31 teams in the NFL were given a gift,
foosball,
earlier this week by the Dallas Cowboys when they made the mistake of releasing the franchise leading receiver. Number 88, throw up the X, Dez Bryant.
Oh.
I am upset about that.
That was exhibit.
I am not happy.
Why are you upset about that? Are you a Cowboys fan?
That's my squad. Yeah, and I'm a Dez Bryant fan. I'm a Dez Bryant fan. So,
so
I will
are you going to follow him to his next thing?
Yeah, I will support
like
Dez
LeBron
Bryant.
LeBron fans?
Nah, but I'm a Dez Bryant fan.
No, but that's
fuck
what
LeBron.
They do.
Nah, fuck LeBron.
Okay. Hey. All right, now. So
I'm not happy about that.
Question.
Yes.
I'm not a Cowboys fan, but I will say that Dez Bryant's number 88 number. Just always makes me think of Michael Irvin.
Of course. No.
I think
of
it's
course.
A crime
of course. Well,
that he was able to even wear that number.
But that's only because they don't retire a lot of numbers in football because it's hard to because you have a roster that's so big.
Right, I
agree. Him wearing the playmaker's number,
that's a little crazy.
I'll say this much. He did do it justice.
He did.
He's not on that level. I think the chemistry, that lack between him and Dak Prescott is what got him released.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's Dak not Dez's fault, but him and Dak didn't have the chemistry. Him and Romo did.
Nah.
But you know what? I don't know what you're talking about.
He doesn't because he
I thought you had a hot take, and then I forgot you don't watch sports. And I was
all
like,
he knows is that the basketball goes through the uprights.
Neo was just like this. I'm gonna cast it. I'm gonna throw the bait out. I'm gonna reel him in. Like yank him out.
I just want to see. I want it to go through the
good money.
I said the basketball through the uprights.
Sir, well played, sir.
But look, to speak on what you're speaking on, but not about Dez. There's just like a lot of crazy shit going on in football right now. Like they're talking about bringing RG3 is back.
Let's talk about Cap. Like Adidas has come out and said that if Cap gets it signed to a football team, they are gonna sign Kaepernick to an endorsement deal.
Wait. That's awesome. Huge, dog. But also they're talking about bringing Johnny Manziel.
He's playing the Canadian football.
Johnny right football?
Yeah. Yeah. No. But if he gets brought
Johnny
back,
Manziel?
I know if that he comes because back of Don Vitale.
And
look,
we know what it is,
Colin
though.
Kaepernick.
We know exactly
what it
is. If
he comes
back
and Kaepernick doesn't come back, what do you feel about that?
The Seahawks canceled a workout.
I know we know what it is, but I'm talking about somebody who's still watching football.
No. Don't get it twisted. I really am not watching football. But
well, because there's no football to watch right now. But when football is on, are you going
to
watch this season?
No.
Okay.
But I'm upset that my team let go of Dez Bryant because that's still my team.
So you still have a team even though you're not watching.
Right. Rand's got a
team. I got a team. My team won the freaking Super Bowl.
He didn't watch football.
He watched the Super Bowl.
That was the hardest season of my life.
That's a little bit different. I watched.
No, he better have watched
only
the Super
Bowl.
If the Lions got to the Super Bowl, I'm watching.
I went to the Cardinals Cowboys because I was given tickets, so I went to that game, and I maybe watched one more. Yeah. I am not supporting the NFL. I'm not going to watch this season either.
Next part, what happened is we know exactly what it is because the Seahawks made it simple and plain. They canceled a workout with Kaepernick when just in passing somebody said, "Hey, if you get signed, are you going to stop the kneeling?" And he was like, "I don't know." Like, the reason I kneel is because of injustice. Am I supposed to say injustice is supposed to stop when I get signed?
Or injustice has a price.
Did you see?
Or injustice has a price?
Did you see all the...
No, it would mean he has a price, which would mean that people can no longer, like, support him as strongly as they were because he's showing that his morals would be based upon him getting signed.
So, therefore, Seattle, you know what they said? They said, nah, we're not going to work you
and
out.
And Seattle's, like, one of the more progressive franchises you would think.
You would think.
And the funny thing is, if you think about it, this past Sunday was the anniversary of Jackie Robinson breaking into baseball. So all the teams honored him by wearing number 42. And there was a lot of memes and stuff going around social media with some of the stuff Jackie Robinson was saying and doing.
Right.
It's no different than what Cap's doing. And people champion and want to support what Jackie Robinson was doing.
This is a really good point.
They're hypocrites. Because if you support what Jackie Robinson did, support Cap.
You're going
to be different on the time,
Cap's
different place.
Not to disrespect the flag, the soldiers. He's kneeling because of injustice.
Right.
Which is what Jackie Robinson did.
But I feel like
these folks are going to be on the wrong side of history.
I don't know. Yeah, we'll be talking about this forever because all the people that watch football, not all the people, but it's the same way where I was having this conversation about how until like the old guard dies or passes off, you're not going to be able to see what these new kids who come out and vote are going to vote for and things like that. As long as you still have old rich white men or even poor white men that are like, I'll be damned if a woman is in office, like things like that, then we're going to have to deal with this type of shit. So really it's just going to be a situation of when all of these people that own these teams, they're all old as fuck.
That's the thing. These owners, a lot of these franchises, a lot of them have been passed down generation to generation.
Yeah, but their kids, I don't believe that their kids are going to stand up for the same shit that they were.
I don't know, man. Like in my situation, the Cowboys, our owner is Jerry Jones. His son is Stephen Jones. His son seems to be different, but his son is also not in power.
I was about to say, is his son an ass? Because you were like, his son is Stephen Jones.
His son is actually, like, he makes a lot of good moves, but I'm saying he's not in power.
Right, he wouldn't be in power until he passes off, right?
But when he gets that power, what happens at that point? That's what I'm saying.
Is it a sole ownership or is it a...
Oh, yeah. No, Jerry Jones bought the franchise outright in the 70s.
Oh, well, then his son can do what he wants to. It's different when they have like a conglomerate, when it's a boardroom.
He's doing everything right now under daddy's watch. But when Jerry's no longer there, what is Steven going to do? And that's for other franchises, too.
Are you guys scared of when the new guard takes over because they're fucking eating Tide Pods and snorting condoms and shit like that?
Not really.
About who they're going to vote for?
I'm thinking by the time that happens, I'm probably going to be in my senior years and
we're just going to have one overlord at that time and nobody's going to be voting anymore anyway.
When I'm a senior citizen, I can assure you of two things.
Aliens will take over.
I'm going to be chilling and I'm going to be high all the time.
Will be given.
and yelling at people to get off your lawn.
Get off my lawn.
Get off my lawn.
That's like all old people do is get off your lawn.
I can't wait to tell some kids to get off my lawn.
Don't touch my thermostat. Did you touch the thermostat?
Oh, man.
Okay. That won't be me because my house is going to be a crisp like 75 or below. Touch that thermostat.
That's my kind of house.
You know what doesn't take a season off?
What's that?
Pro wrestling.
Ooh.
So what do you say we talk wrestling?
Man, wrestling.
But first, I got
300 and how many days a year?
I got a little more non-wrestling news, and then we're going to jump back into it.
Can't ignore the queen.
Beachella occurred this past weekend.
Can't ignore the queen, baby.
Beyonce put on a almost two-hour show with five wardrobe changes and
a nail job?
Clinic. She changed her nail color, Doug.
She changed
the
nails.
The queen.
Yo.
And she had Riri front row. And shout out to Riri. Did you see Riri at the Echo Coachella?
Uh-huh.
The photos?
Friend of the show. Mm-hmm.
God, I love Rihanna.
Hanging out front row.
Front row.
These Zemiro had a joke while Riri was up there.
Oh, yes.
She's like, they were like, oh, snap, you dance and sing too. Oh, wow. That's cool.
Yo, dead ass though.
But, yeah.
Yeah, it was dope. She brought out Solange. That little dance off.
Destiny's Child. She brought out her husband.
Kelly Rowland, I think he raps like a snack.
I think her husband's a rapper.
So,
what's his name?
What's that guy? Sean.
Real quick. I want a t-shirt with Rock. Rock's face. It says
that should be my Matt Mania. That should be my Matt Mania shirt, looking like a snack.
Hold on.
So he had a little fro, and
he had a lot of fro.
And Tiff was like, "Who's that? Just grabbing her butt or something?"
Oh wow.
ZJ, is that his name?
ZJ.
Jazzo?
JB. That's it. No. Mr. Carter, anyway.
Mr. Carter.
But not that Carter.
Not that Carter. Anyway, the show was incredible.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's spawning a whole lot of, you know how people do. They get crazy with the greater than and less than sign. And so once they see Beyonce, they're like, better than MJ. Better than Prince.
Better than
your mom.
Yeah.
So to that I say, calm down. It was incredible.
It's generational.
But why does it have to be compared?
Yeah.
Because that's generational. What we do.
There was some hate going around online.
Why does Chris Brown keep Chris Brown? Why does he keep getting compared to Michael Jackson? Like, because we want
another one.
Exactly, because we always
we want another Tupac. We want another. We do.
So these guys aren't allowed to live.
We were talking about that.
They're not allowed to rest in peace.
Off air.
I'm about to make one of those comparisons right now. Yeah. I got to give a big shout out to Kendrick Lamar, Pulitzer Prize winning rap
prize.
And I'm gonna go out and say it. Kendrick Lamar is this generation's Tupac.
Absolutely, I agree.
Because he's got the role, he got the love of the streets. He's got the love of the rappers.
He
the
raps
lyricists,
better.
The homies.
He raps better.
The ladies. He raps extremely well. He's pushing the culture forward.
Yep.
And all he got to do is start acting, and it'll be on.
I think Nupac would have something to say about that.
Who?
The hell?
Who's Nupac?
Who?
Like a DNA Tupac?
Who? The hologram?
The dude who put out the mixtape that was called Nupac.
Who's that? Young Thug?
Oh, you talking about Roy Cul-de-sac?
Talking about Troy Ave.
Roy Cul-de-sac. Roy Cul-de-sac.
Is that his real name, or are you calling him Cul-de-sac Avenue?
Have several
Is he a friend of the show?
That is all slander. Fun fact.
Not a friend of the show.
Okay,
fun
cool.
fact, anytime he would mistakenly get played on Rhyme and Reason and we had to like run back the songs, I would always call him Roy Cul-de-sac. I would never refer to that fuckface by his name.
Oh, my.
Yo.
So he's calling him Roy and
Stroy. Shots fired.
Avenue. But he put out a project that was called New Pop.
Moving on.
We're talking about Kendrick's
Moving on.
I know.
Pulitzer Prize. All
right.
Jokes.
So anyway.
That's a pretty big deal, though.
That's a hot take.
Hip hop artist.
Hot takes, but I think that's huge, though.
First of its kind, we could say?
Only.
Yeah, it said other than jazz and classical, this is the
first rapper to ever win a Pulitzer. That's crazy. He's on another level. Like, he doesn't have to do another rap song album ever again. Like, this is historic stuff now.
Does he get a medal or, like, a trophy?
I don't know.
He gets a plaque, I think.
Like, hanging from his chain?
It's like a Vibe Award.
Hanging from his chain? He doesn't wear chains.
He doesn't wear chains.
Where is he on the list?
Of what?
Is he number
he's
one?
He's already
no.
a legend.
Of what?
I mean, I wouldn't say he's number one rapper of all what? Time.
Right.
I just think he's already.
Calm down. I'm asking questions for the sake of debate here.
Right. Calm down.
Right.
No.
No, I'm just saying. You know that he's always who he's been compared to always.
He's this generation.
J. Cole is about to come out with an album. Drake is about to come out with a new album in the summer.
See?
People are going to
see when
what?
When T-Call gets here.
I already know. Rock's
already,
take.
After we've already been talking.
Yeah.
We already
and
talked.
And we get the same
this
thing.
Off air.
We said that off
but we
mic.
Didn't talk about it.
No. What I said was Kendrick Lamar is as great as he is, as dope as he is.
Is this generation's?
We said that.
Oh, okay.
But he benefits from the talent pool that surrounds him.
He's the sharpest,
lack of competition.
He's the sharpest tool in the shed.
If Kendrick Lamar came out in the mid-90s when it was lyricism, mm-hmm. Kendrick would be dope. I don't know how dope and how far he would climb because of the climate.
I just asked this question.
And it's funny, the artist you said, Cole and Drake, were my exact comparison.
That's his only comparison.
Those are his peers.
It's Drake, those are his Cole, peers. And then sometimes people will say Sean. But
Sean's in the conversation.
No, but I'm saying, Sean's in it. That's four for fifth.
That's four. There's four rappers that you can have in the conversation.
Four top guys, yeah.
Yeah.
And those are the guys.
Those are the guys.
Well, Sean is still bringing in fourth. He's still bringing in dead last.
Yeah, Sean is. Yo, Sean
but
is,
back
yeah.
in the day, it was Biggie, Jay, Nas, Pac.
Yeah. Those were the those
Wasn't
were,
it?
Those
in the 90s? Not in that order.
Not in that order.
Not in that order, but that was
those that was were, the Rushmore of the time.
That was the Mount Rushmore at the time. Mm-hmm. Those were the guys, and then right. below that is when you had your Redmans, you had your
Exhibit,
else?
Method Man,
Ghostface. You had a lot of other people who were supremely ill.
Yeah,
yeah.
But your mid card.
They weren't on. They weren't like God level. They were like the IC champs.
Like yeah, digital you had your mid card, and then you had your
world champs. Were those four? You had the IC guys right down there.
Right. Yeah. Mid card.
We should do that, yo, for fun. We should do like a.
So is Kendrick holding the belt right now?
Absolutely.
In the Universal title
picture?
He's
got a strap.
He's Brock Lesnar.
He's holding the fruit roll
up. He ain't got to show up.
He ain't got to show up. No, Drake is that guy. Drake don't show up to every show. He don't show up to every award show.
Drake put out a single every month.
He don't show up to every award show.
Drake is Roman Reigns. We get tired of him winning. Drake is Roman.
Drake is AJ right now.
We love him so much that we hate
him
sometimes.
Drake is AJ. He has the number two title in the company.
He said,
Kendrick has a Pulitzer, dog. That's universal.
That's universal.
Kendrick's
sure.
universal.
Yeah. And he
Drake
show up.
Is SmackDown champion.
So yeah.
Cole is IC champ. Cole is IC right now.
He's like US title.
So you're saying IC is better than
that's
US, so Big Sean is the US
Sean,
title?
Sean is
Big
US.
Sean is US.
Wait,
yeah,
so that's what we're going with right now? So yes. Nobody
in this current era.
In this current era, nobody.
Right now,
these are the
right
title
now,
holders.
Yes, I repeat, in this current era,
is Cardi B women's era. Champ?
Yes, right now she is.
Absolutely. No, Cardi B is Ronda Rousey. She's above the belt.
Right now.
Yeah.
She don't even need a strap.
She don't need a strap.
So Nikki
still
carrying
the belt
around.
But it doesn't matter.
Nikki's like Carmella right
Nikki
now.
Nikki's Carmella.
Oh, she came in with the Chun-Li and stole the belt.
You better be careful because Nikki's the Barbies might come after us, dog.
She's a bad guy.
Are you saying when she cashed in the title with Chun-Li?
The Barbies are coming.
We need to throw some Nicki Minaj hashtags so the Barbies will pump this episode up.
Barbie teams.
The Barbies are going to come for our necks right now.
Barbie teams.
Yo, they're coming.
The Barbies are coming.
Yeah, Carmella is Nikki, which is strange.
Wow.
Because I would imagine it's the other way around.
Wow.
But no, like Cardi is holding the crown.
Rhapsody would be Asuka.
I'm okay with that.
I'm not okay with that because Trashka's trash.
Had an undefeated streak. She had an undefeated streak. Now,
unrelated news: Record Store Day is this Sunday, and I want to say Layla's Wisdom is coming out on red vinyl that day.
Yo,
and I just found out today, Nas just did the performance at the Kennedy Center with the live orchestra.
That's gonna be on vinyl.
That's also a Record Store Day exclusive.
But it's only like 500 pieces, like the whole country.
Hey, somebody put this on Twitter or something and tell the fans that we want to know their picks.
So wait, someone said, who is this generation's Jeff Hardy?
That's why I said put this on Twitter. I want to know fans' picks.
Jeff Hardy?
Like, who's extreme and obscure?
It would be like somebody with colored hair. Is it Lil Pump? Is it
rapper?
I'm thinking
Tekashi. It's Tekashi. That it is.
Tekashi is Jeff Hardy.
That's Jeff Hardy.
I was going to say Tyler, but whatever.
So I guess Tekashi has the U.S. title right now.
Yeah.
Okay, speaking of wrestling, let's talk about wrestling.
Let's talk
about
wrestling. Tekashi's like Heath Slater.
Yo, we're going to put this on the Twitter, though, because I want to hear the fans.
I want to hear the fans' thoughts as well. Thanks, Dorian
before
Phillips,
we build
for that
this
question.
Graft of which rappers is
I think
which.
Before we get into the fun of the shake of the Superstar Shakeup, we definitely want to pay our respects. We just found out today, Wednesday, woke up to the news that WWE legend, wrestling legend, one of the greatest of all time, Bruno
the
San
longest
Martino,
reigning champion.
Passed away.
In the history of the WWE or in wrestling in general.
Yeah, if you're a wrestling fan, you should know who Bruno Sammartino is. If not, he's on the network.
Yeah.
Google him,
YouTube him. He's a legend.
Super legend, bro. It's really dope seeing all the posts on social media from everybody. Like Hulk, I know we're not Hulk fans, but Hulk posted a dope photo of when they were a tag team. Black and white photo.
Yeah.
So there's some really dope like photos and tributes going on for Bruno Sammartino, man.
Some of the top tweets that I remember was a picture of him and Bret Hart.
Oh man,
when they were back in Stampede.
Wow.
I saw these really cool pictures of Bruno Sammartino and like Gorilla Monsoon.
Wow.
You know what? Bruno Sammartino had an interesting story because he even claimed it himself. Like he was a kid that wasn't supposed to live, but his will to live and his family kept him alive. And then he came to this country, you know, not really knowing the language, not really knowing what's going on, and was still able to make it and really an American dream come true, you know. And for him to have that record book in the annals of WWE history, that's pretty hardcore. He's a big bucket of wind, and you know, prayers, respects, and condolences to his family and to all the Matt Maniacs and wrestling fans out there. Yeah. So,
a big loss.
Cheers to Bruno Sammartino, y'all.
Cheers. Salud. To Bruno. Salud.
Bruno.
Hey, when you mentioned Stampede.
R.I.P., man.
When you mentioned Stampede Wrestling.
Makes me
want
to get that title.
Yeah.
That winged eagle.
Yeah.
Man, it made me. It actually reminded me about something that.
Excuse me.
This is back to the Hall of Fame real quick. Hmm. When Mark Henry was doing his speech when he was talking about Owen Hart.
Yeah.
And he mentioned he was talking to Martha.
He was pleading with Martha,
like let him
yeah.
And what did y'all like? Everybody saw that. Like, I was like
that touched me.
It was deep, definitely touching. I think
Owen needs to be there.
He needs to.
Agreed.
Is there a situation where his wife won't let it go down? Is that what's happening?
There's legal issues.
When there's lawsuits, it's iffy. That's also a small point that I didn't get to make with the Colin Kaepernick thing. Don't forget he has a lawsuit, a collusion lawsuit against the NFL. Yeah. Well,
according to the Something to Wrestle With podcast that I've listened to about Owen Hart, Martha just, you know, after what happened, if I'm not mistaken, she just does not want anything to do with the wrestling business.
We wouldn't know this.
In speculation.
I don't know.
I mean,
you would think Brett would be lobbying to get his brother in there.
But I think it's just been like beating a dead horse, you know.
I mean, at this point, I think it is, but I'm like, I hope at some point it does happen.
I hope so, too.
Wait, so she was at the Hall of Fame?
No.
Oh, no, it was through the TV he was at.
Yeah.
That made it more real to me. I was like, man. And I'm like, the company is letting him do this.
Yeah,
it could have been off the cuff.
Well, yeah, I heard their speeches are a lot of off the cuff.
And they're not going to.
That's why they don't cut people.
They're not
going
to cut your Hall of Fame speech.
It might be the last time you get to speak.
But you got. So there was probably some people in that room that were a little uncomfortable.
Like, whoa, man.
Like, yeah. Oh God. Like,
whew. But I agree. Owen Hart should be in the Hall of Fame.
Okay, I have Dorian Phillips asking, what are Owen Hart's stats that makes you think he's a Hall of Famer? Tell me his stats. Tell me why.
Well, first off, he deserves to be in the Hall of
Fame. He's a two-time Grammy winner.
Died in the ring.
Slammy, maybe?
Or a Slammy winner. Yeah, I'm sorry.
About to say, does he have songs?
He is an intercontinental. Because he died in
the
ring?
He was the only white member of the Nation of Domination.
He was that? He was
all right. That's not a real stat.
Slammy Award winner, intercontinental champion. I mean,
he's the
tag team champion.
Blue Blazer.
He trailblazed across Japan and
the
United
States. Does Dorian think that Hillbilly Jim is a Hall of Famer?
What is his lineage? He was a founding member of the Hart Foundation.
A lot of guys don't get in, get in without having the stats.
Hillbilly Jim.
And I think Owen has more stats than a lot of guys.
And then just look into Dynamite Kid. Or Jushin Thunder Liger versus Owen Hart in Japan.
But it's not WWE's decision at this point.
No, it's not.
I'm pretty sure he owns all of his.
You know, the likeness.
She's in control of his.
You know,
likeness.
Vince would do it. Yeah. So, Hillbilly Jim made the Hall of Fame this year, Dorian. But I know you feel like he isn't a Hall of Famer, but he is.
Okay.
So if he is, then he is. Right.
I appreciate Dorian, a Hall of Famer because he what.
Oh, he feels like he doesn't belong.
No, I was saying, why is Hillbilly Jim a Hall of Famer, other than the fact that he was a...
Oh, he doesn't agree. He doesn't
I don't
agree.
Know.
One of the oldest wrestlers or something back then with the territories.
Yeah, I don't know. He's a company guy. I think that's really what it came down to.
He's just clept his nose clean, pretty much.
Because they have categories of who they need to pick. Like, I feel like they need to pick
somebody. I think they put a legend in it. They always put a legend in, and that was just the one they picked.
No, Goldberg with the legend. Oh, you mean like old legend.
Yeah,
old school.
Like Arn in them.
All right, so what's happening right now, which could be legendary, is a Superstar Shakeup.
Yeah, man.
Let's talk about
it
real quick.
One of the best of the brand.
A lot of cool things happen. Let's just talk about what we like. Can somebody bring up some stats of all the – can you bring up who switched, who went where?
I'm
going
to tell you what I like right now.
Because
– I'm going to tell you in a second.
Rock, I already know what he likes. But we're going to spend the last part of this.
Yeah, I wanted everybody to say who
their
they were
favorite
happy to see.
Piece of the shakeup.
Okay. Who they were happy that got traded to what brand. Who they were happy that came up from NXT.
I got very happy. Oh, yeah, get that ready when you're ready. That's ready. I got very happy about The Miz going to SmackDown.
I wasn't expecting that.
For the Daniel Bryan feud.
I thought Daniel was coming to Raw, but I was okay with that.
I thought he was going to Raw, too.
I felt like so big names, hot guys need to be on Raw, but they also need to be on SmackDown so people can watch. SmackDown literally has everybody that the internet loves.
Yeah.
Like, that's everybody's going to get cheered on SmackDown.
The bar. They got the bar now.
They got the bar. They got Samoa Joe.
Yeah, they did get Samoa Joe.
It's called Smartdown now.
Smartdown.
Because everybody that people love is
so
on
is
there. Rusev.
Joe still going to fight Roman at Backlash?
He said it. Remember, these pay-per-views are now co-branded.
Right.
Yeah. So, yes.
He still said he's going to fight him at Backlash. Yeah.
What... To me, of course, Miz, because I know that means the Daniel Bryan Miz situation, hopefully for SummerSlam.
Yeah, because they said he was the reason he brought him over.
Yeah, that's going to be...
Hashtag punch his face.
They're going to be in a give me my moves back match.
Yeah.
We're going to see Yes Kicks versus Yes
Kicks. I just want to see good matches.
What is it? Yes Kicks versus Miz Kicks?
It Kicks. The It Kicks.
It Kicks.
Yeah. The world famous It Kicks, Cole. So, Rock, what are you thinking? What did you like?
Big Cass's nipples.
Shouts out to the is the heel kid on Instagram. He always posts those pictures and they always make Cass's nipples like
augmented.
Mad big dog.
Why does he do that?
It's hilarious though.
It's pretty funny, but why does he do that?
That was dope. I really what other moves were surprised? Samoa Joe surprised me. We talked about that.
I did not expect that.
Because
he had just showed up on Raw.
Right.
My favorite though is probably gonna be this.
R-Truth.
We know what your favorite is.
Ídolo
El Ingobernable.
Excited about it, mad that he didn't show up.
I wanted him to show up though.
That was the one thing.
A running would have been dope.
Yes, he needed to show up and exhort his dominance.
Andrade, Cien Almas.
Yes, I am excited.
So
to
I think
see
it
him.
Was honestly they don't necessarily have a plan for him,
for
yet,
him yet.
But nope. I think when he comes out it will be something big.
Yeah. I was excited about Drew coming up.
Oh, yeah.
That was cool.
I have been saying that Drew had what it takes to come up. Seeing him paired with Dolph is wild because, and somebody else said this, that normally when the people come up from NXT, they have to fight Dolph. So he came up and they put him with Dolph.
I didn't even think about
that.
Oh,
that's funny. Maybe he's going to turn on Dolph next week.
Well, yeah, no, not next week, but eventually that's what they're saying. Like, they'll have their run and then they'll fight.
He's going to have to fight Dolph.
Yeah.
Dolph is usually the enhancement.
Dolph is the boss. Is he the mini
he's
boss
the first
between
boss.
NXT?
He's the mini boss
between NXT and, wow. and the main roster. Yo,
he's like Bowser level
Dolph.
3.
Dolph, the mini boss.
That's great.
He's the first dude NXT dude's got a face.
So that and then
wow.
And I was gonna say
Dolph the mini boss.
I love
Sanity
it.
Coming up from NXT. I have been excited about Sanity
that was surprising.
Coming up.
Yeah, but I was
mad that
was
they didn't
mad,
show
yeah,
up.
With
wondering
Cross.
Why they took Nikki Cross yeah. off of it.
Wait, but they took Nikki Cross off?
Yeah.
That's right, it's just the
dude.
She's
not coming
she wasn't
up.
In the picture.
What's up
they're
with
saying that,
that, she's
that maybe
come
she'll
solo.
Get pushed in NXT, give her some time because they don't feel like she had enough time.
First,
I don't
yeah,
think, but
then,
I don't think she has anything to accomplish in NXT, but that's just me.
Well, they're saying that people are saying they're going to do her like Carmella, like when they took Carmella away from Enzo and Cass, trying to give her own identity, even though her identity was still the same.
It really was the same. It was just separate. Let's break that whole thing down now that it's all over and Enzo's gone, Cass is back, and Carmella is champion.
Well, I wanted to ask you, have you watched Raw or SmackDown the past couple of days?
Yeah.
Okay. Is she just saying Enzo shit now because he's not there, or was they doing this both at the same time?
Well, I don't know.
She's like,
what?
I'm
what
the.
She
she's like, I'm the
Princess of Staten Island.
No,
and all that.
She's like, I'm the moonwalking, smack talking. Like she's saying all this
she
stuff, and I'm
said
like,
that.
Is it? Was she always?
She
say
did
that?
Always say
so
that.
So did Enzo take that from her,
another.
Or were they both saying that?
I mean,
Enzo was like, I'm the skywalking, smack talking. Like they both.
Yeah, it was kind of similar.
It's kind of hard to put a date on it, but I'm pretty sure they both did it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was like, Enzo's out of here, so they're just giving her all Enzo's lines.
Right. Maybe. I mean, she got to get heat somehow. Like, people are happy for her now, so they're like, you deserve it, and they're cheering for her.
Does she deserve it?
Yeah, but she's shooing them away. Like,
she doesn't
like,
really
like,
deserve
it.
But
the fans are telling everybody they deserve everything right
yeah,
now.
I'm not a part of that.
Everybody deserves everything.
Everybody deserves everything they get.
It's
all
a little
time.
Bit crazy.
What else? So Jeff Hardy won the U.S. title on Raw.
Cool
then got
swerve.
To SmackDown.
That was
they
right.
Bring
I thought they were bringing a title over,
yeah,
but
Tinder's
then they
there.
Took it back.
Yeah. They bring Jinder with the belt, and then he immediately has to lose it, and then stay on Raw, and the belt goes back.
Yeah,
to
that's
SmackDown.
Great.
So all the titles are staying where they were.
Essentially.
Yeah, yeah. That's
which
weird.
I thought that was going to be the swerve. I thought they were going to bring the U.S. over and send the IC over to SmackDown.
But Seth is still on Raw, so Raw is pretty stacked. But I think it's stacked with older guys who are already over and already had their kind of moments. But SmackDown has a lot of potential for guys to really become stars.
But at the same time, Raw does have a lot of younger talent. Like, they got Ruby Riott, Sarah Logan,
both
Liz
girl
Morgan.
Teams switched.
They both have... you know, Drew McIntyre. They also have, I mean, Bob, not really young, but young to the roster.
Young
the roster.
To the company.
Oh, Bob, yeah. Not really young.
And Chad Gable.
Booby Rude is on Raw now.
I feel
Bob's
bad.
Not really young.
That was so trash. Like, that was the major,
that's
like,
the surprise.
That was the main event
out of
surprise.
All the big people who came.
Booby Rude.
He's the surprise. That was they set him up for failure.
They're trying to put him over.
That dude is
they're
not
trying
glorious.
To. He's a company guy.
I think Rude's going to get lost in the shuffle.
He's
going to
go heel.
He might get the Rocket because he's pretty old.
Yo, what happened with SmackDown when who was it? Shelton Benjamin gets in the ring.
Yeah.
Starts talking trash.
That was dope.
To his
Randy
homeboy
Orton
Chad.
Comes out. I like what he said. Oh, my Twitter was hacked.
And then Jeff Hardy.
And then Jeff Hardy just interrupts him and is like, nah, I'm coming out.
What did Randy did
what
Randy
happened?
Fight in that match? Or
no, because they're saying that they're doing that so that we can get Jeff versus
Shelton?
No, versus Orton.
Versus Randy. Okay.
Yeah,
so
but let's
him.
Think kayfabe. Like, why would Randy
like,
Orton
keep it
let,
kayfabe.
Why would Randy Orton let Jeff Hardy
to take his match
him. Because all
so
he
Randy
did was like
don't
look
we all
around.
Know that, don't we all know Orton has
like,
that type of attitude?
On?
He was
sure
shocked.
He was just like,
he was just
whatever.
Like, what man? Whatever.
I'll go. Yeah. To
you know the Viper
catering.
Don't care.
Wait,
so
my
he
sandwich.
Just, did he just walk back to the back?
Yeah, he went to catering.
He's like,
Viper's day off.
He went and got a roast beef and a vitamin water.
Man, he packed his own lunch. He just went back there and got his lunch.
He went back and vaped and was like, oh, I got a day off. Cool.
Hey, but so what? Are they gonna try to turn this into some sort of triple threat at the Greatest Royal Rumble?
Ooh.
Because Jinder said that he was invoking his rematch against Jeff.
I was about to say the shakeup might not be over.
I think
because look at what's happening at Greatest Royal Rumble.
I think Jinder's gonna win out there.
The shakeup might not be over. Those
because
belts might
people
switch
are
shows
fighting
again.
That aren't right. on the same show at the Rumble.
There's gonna be
it could,
there's gonna
it
be
could
at
switch.
Least two. Maybe three title changes. You're not going to have everybody was competing.
Right, but
so
apparently all
in
you could.
US
because
still
you could, but all the titles are being defended.
I think Jinder's going to win just because of the demographics of the whole thing.
That's racist.
Maybe. it wouldn't surprise me if Roman went over.
Yeah, they won't put Roman over there.
Roman's going over there.
In a safer
audience.
Because
he will get
that,
cheered.
Exactly.
Yeah, they'll love that.
Which is what they want. And then
which is crazy to me.
The
but,
third one, I don't know. The IC title could change hands. Who knows?
Is there an IC title match?
Yeah,
all men's titles are on the line. All seven titles.
Okay, let's talk about
only
that.
Only men are fighting.
Women aren't wrestling because women can't wrestle there.
No.
I don't even know if
are
like,
they even going.
I don't even think
the women are going.
I don't know if JoJo's going. I don't know if Renee
right.
Young's going.
They're
going
to have men
know,
announcing
I don't know
matches.
If any women are going.
Yeah,
it's going to be a sausage party.
Wait, are they even – because are women allowed to
party.
Not be covered up over there?
I think it's just –
women can't be
– they
can't compete.
I think they have to be covered up.
You know what I'm saying? Do they have to still wear their garbs
and
stuff?
Obviously, the women aren't going to compete wearing that shit.
And they're not even –
Not that shit.
Well,
no, I don't mean to be –
when they were in India
–
when
stuff,
they were in India, they did
clothing.
Compete like Sasha Banks
they were covered.
And Alexa Bliss.
They had pants. They
well,
were
no, they just had like a body suit.
They were more
a
covered
suit,
than like
you know?
Sasha's not wearing booty shorts. Or,
right.
Yeah,
was
but
just
do the women even
want
to hang out over there, knowing that they have to dress like that
nah.
to be in public? That's what I'm
it's
saying.
Not their
it's
choice,
probably,
though. I mean,
it's not. It's the company's choice.
It's company's choice.
Well,
it's
obviously it's the company
Saudi
plus Saudi Arabia's choice if they said no women are wrestling.
I think that's, just, that's
if they say Vince, you want women here, put clothes on them.
I think
then they're gonna build. Mikazi's gonna be working on
so
a new
the, like,
costume.
Like,
shout
like
to Mikazi.
It's more so the decency because the women are covered out there.
It's
so
just
it's
respect
different.
To their
it's
culture.
Hold on,
so they
this
can't have them compete.
This has something to do with Saudi Arabia, but not to do with wrestling. But follow me, guys. Have y'all heard that they're just gonna start showing movies over there now?
Yeah,
and that they took 7 minutes out of Infinity War.
In Saudi Arabia,
yeah.
That how crazy is that?
That is
that
crazy.
7 minutes of the movie, they were like, "No, this we can't show this."
They
over
have
here.
A committee.
So what do you think
that
7 minutes
there
is?
Popcorn, like, nope.
Is there like a girl,
there was some
girl
butt
scene
shot,
with, like the black
nope,
widow
a guy
and
girl kissed
Scarlet Witch? We don't know
a
about.
Black girl kissed a white guy.
Somebody
nope.
said that it was a Vision and
oh,
what's
Scarlet
the other
Witch.
Chick name? Yeah, Vision Scarlet
oh,
Witch.
Oh, they bone.
Sex scene
they bone finally
that they had to take.
They finally bone.
Oh wow. They're like, nope, we can't have that. I wonder, that's interesting.
What's 7 minutes of a PG-13?
But it's a different society, though, man.
It is different, bro.
Okay, so we talked about what we liked.
Yeah.
Is there a shake-up move that we were like, what? Like, weren't a big fan of?
I guess anything that went to Raw.
Nah, man. Like,
Raw got some weird
Raw
ones.
Got
I thought the
Ascension.
Women's teams just switching
Raw
over
got
was weird.
Mike Kanellis. Raw also received...
They don't
They didn't get our truth.
True. But they also got...
They got the...
Zack Ryder. Mojo Riley.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that's because Raw is 3 hours.
The,
you know?
The Fandango guys got switched.
Yeah,
Breeze.
Yeah,
anyone.
That's like the only team that SmackDown
But I think
lost.
That makes sense
I love
because
Tyler
they're 3 hours.
But, you know, it's there.
Yeah.
I feel like they have
and
more
they
room.
Beat the bar. So
they
I think
beat the bar.
They might be on their way for a push
they
in
beat
Raw.
The bar
they
the
got more
match.
Room for mid-card or lower-card you know? Shit on Raw because they're 3 hours.
Think about it. Number one attractions on Raw are the mainstays, which are Ronda Rousey.
Yep.
Brock Lesnar.
Brock Lesnar.
Roman Reigns.
Yep. Seth Rollins.
Finn.
Seth Rollins. Yep. And Braun. That's enough.
Oh, and they got Lashley now.
Man, Jesus,
Sammy
Braun Strowman is... like Braun Strowman might be the most over...
I think he's the most
in the
over
company
dude
right
now.
Right. He might be more over
oh,
than Daniel
Oh, this is
Bryan
where it
right
connected
now.
To wrestling.
It
did
is
you
crazy.
See the, did you see the picture Finn posted where he said, now we're ready for Infinity War, when they were
oh,
all doing
the
Braun pose?
Yeah, that was cool. They all did the pose. I thought, I was like, oh, there's no way they're going to keep those four together. And they did. They kept
oh, yeah,
them
the
all together.
The club chain shows.
The club is
yep,
gone.
Yeah, so we can be excited to see if they link back up with AJ.
Yeah, with AJ.
Well, the club and the bar.
Well,
so that tag team division is going
to
get club
AJ
lit.
For
everybody.
Club to handle Shinsuke hey. To watch his back so he doesn't
Bullet
get hit in his balls.
Oh yeah, maybe one day he'll try to. You know, I love how Dan Riker posted this. He was like, "Yo, I like how Shinsuke and AJ went from a whole lot of respect every week to now Shinsuke just hitting them in the balls like every week.
No
nutshot.
Right. Remember,
bam.
Remember when the club
they're
had
not,
the thing
they're not
about
even like hitting in the balls.
New Day in the balls.
They're doing like Shoryuken to the balls
oh, yeah,
pretty much.
Going,
so maybe, like I said, maybe they might team up to watch his back so he doesn't get hit in the balls.
They'll
when
protect
he has a
the
match.
Balls of AJ.
You always got to protect the
I mean, they're
nuggets.
Both bald headed anyway, so they nuggets. Gotta protect the balls.
Who's Bobby Lashley going to be feuding with going forward?
Elias.
Nah.
It could honestly, be Strowman or
they
brought
the rumor is Brock.
Yeah.
If Brock sticks around, that's good for one match. Maybe
are you
not
guys excited
one.
To see New Day versus Sanity? Because they're the only three-on-three.
Only
three. Three
okay.
Team. They're the only three-man SmackDown
team. I'm going to tell you my problem with Sanity.
What?
I cannot.
You don't know?
And no. I cannot and do not take Eric Young seriously. Because I remember Eric Young from TNA. He was a cornball.
You
can't do it.
He's come a long way.
You hate everything
and he
from
sounds
TNA.
Like my asthmatic
AJ Styles from TNA. I love
he's
AJ.
A guy who
hated him in TNA.
He's just a guy who deserves
no,
a you deserve a chance. Eric Young's come a
I
long
don't,
way.
I don't understand. Like, to me, I see him as Eric Young TNA guy. And now he's like this,
yeah, but
like,
you know it's the things that WWE wants you to
oh,
forget.
I get it.
But you don't
it.
See Austin Creed as Consequences Creed from TNA.
Okay, I'm going to be honest with you.
You do?
Until recently, I didn't know he came from TNA. I didn't know that.
Okay. Yeah, that's he fair. Had the whole Living in America gimmick. Yeah.
What's really nice, though, Apollo is Creed Eric, as Young, a wrestler. Eric Young in NXT, he did explain that he formed Sanity because he did recognize what he had to do in the wrestling business. So Sanity was formed because he does not want to go down those paths again. Therefore, he's forging his own path.
I'm excited to see those two clash because it's the only three-man team.
I like it. And Killian Dane's a beast.
Yeah,
I want to see him in
Big
E.
Mm-hmm.
That's a hoss fight. I want to see that. Were you maybe thinking for a second they might split New Day? Was that ever a thought?
Yeah.
I had hoped they wouldn't, but I was like,
I thought for a second.
You never know with WWE.
I was shocked that they split the Mistourage.
And they
that
also
the only
split Shelton
oh, no,
and Gable.
Shelton and Gable.
Yeah, those guys don't matter, though.
Yeah, but they don't matter. But
what
they needed
ready
the
to
Miz.
Come up.
What is
they
Bo-
needed
so
the
to
Miz.
Take the Miz from them, it's like, what are you going to do with them now?
Bo Dallas and Mr. Imperfect don't matter.
Hey. They're off TV.
They
now.
Got off
I
the ring and like they yeah. this was
no,
like the Miz's.
They're
going to
work house shows getting squashed by Braun Strowman.
Yeah, it's going to be Braun against them
in
for
a 2-on-1
next 2 months.
Well, they got like you said, we got all these lower card people. So I mean, Mike Kanellis versus one of them, or like it's going to be.
I didn't even know he was on the roster.
And Mike
still.
Kanellis is good too.
I never he's saw good. Anything good in him.
I mean,
I
didn't,
but
see,
I don't know him from
I don't
any
think
other.
They did any wrestling
his
while they were
his best thing is Maria.
He didn't do any wrestling while he was there. They just had those behind the stage, behind the scenes.
He was bumping to Sami Zayn.
He was with Sami Zayn.
Right, so
you should apologize to me and my wife.
The SmackDown tag team picture is the Usos, the New Day, the Bludgeon Brothers have the straps.
Yep.
You have the bar there now, and Sanity.
And club.
And the club.
And the club.
And the club.
I like that. That tag team division is solid.
You got
it
a really solid tag team division.
That's what I'm saying. Like, tag team wrestling will be better projected on SmackDown.
I wouldn't be mad to see a mini program of the New Day in the club. I think they could do some good things.
Yeah,
absolutely. Well, they've ran that before.
Have they?
Yeah, they did some.
Oh, they have
not important matches, but yeah, they've had matches.
That's what I was saying when they was doing the whole talking about testicles and stuff, because I think they injured Big E.
They did the Big E thing and they injured him.
So that's when they were. See, that's when the club first got there and they were looking like they might be dominant. And then, they
need to do something with those guys.
Job to the New Day, and then they job to.
So those guys are over there now.
Unfortunately, the club has been pretty. They've been handed the undercard, I guess.
Well, you know, I mean, there's the popular theory is the fact they're not a Vince McMahon creation, so therefore he's not gonna. Yeah. They're not gonna push them as hard as they normally would.
But you know what? When we were when we were in New Orleans, when we saw AJ Styles and was talking to him, he had brought up the
friend
fact
of the show.
When he was doing the beat John Cena stuff up, and that's when he was with the
club. That got him over.
But he was with the club during that time. So maybe, like I'm saying, maybe we'll
you
see
also
some,
gotta understand, though,
some
like,
reconnecting between those guys.
The fans overall
want that.
Disdain for John Cena at times also help that.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, yeah, that's what it is. So
beat up John Cena.
I'm curious to see what happens. I want to see what Andrade's path is going to be on SmackDown, who he's going to challenge coming out the gates.
I don't know, but it's just like, man, it's a lot of people, so great. Man. He can fight AJ Styles for the strap. He can, like, any of those matches you would want to see.
I'm not saying
he's going to come in and do it.
Yeah,
I'm just saying pick any combination of wrestlers you want to see.
Let's remember, who's the biggest winner in the last Superstar Shakeup? Can you remember?
I don't remember.
Braun, when he got taken from, Braun got traded to Raw, got taken out of the Wyatt family.
That was last year?
That was last year.
Okay.
He's been in a year. Braun has been the biggest.
Braun's
creation.
Been the Raw guy, and you know who the SmackDown guy was?
AJ Styles.
Oh, Shinsuke.
No. Oh, who was it?
Jinder. Jinder had a huge year.
Did Jinder come from Raw?
No, Tinder did. Tinder did.
He hit he forearmed Finn on Raw, and the next day he went to SmackDown and then won a number one contenders match. And
was
then
that
went
that forearm
to the
where
top.
We thought that he gave? Finn a concussion.
Yeah. He concussed him. Or he might have.
Stinger, yeah.
Yeah, so
I remember that.
Jinder was the big winner. So, we don't know. It could be Rusev. Rusev was in the main event next day.
Rusev's about to get a main event.
I feel like Rusev should be getting a big push. Or he'll get buried by The Undertaker and then it'll be over.
Was confusing.
That kill his push?
No, you know what?
Will that kill him?
No. I want to know why they went from initially being Rusev versus Taker to
Jericho
canceling that.
It was Lana.
I know.
Kayfabe.
Lana.
No, but then they also
it was Jericho, and then this week is by the way, Rusev is back in the match. So I'm like,
I think Jericho was like, I don't want to do it.
No, according to Raw and SmackDown,
I wanted Jericho to do it.
According
to Raw and SmackDown, the announcers were saying like, oh no, you know, something about such and such now reinstated Rusev to now fight The Undertaker at the Greatest Royal Rumble. I'm like, what did? Lana did?
What
kind of pull does she have?
Because she said, my Lana. Husband isn't going to do it. Then she said, oh, no, my husband is going to bury The Undertaker. So it makes it seem.
But
check this out.
Let's keep it a buck. He's not going to go over.
Who's expecting a swerve?
It could be a
who's
swerve.
Expecting Rusev to bury The Undertaker and Rusev to get this amazing push and Undertaker to go home?
It's not going
to
happen.
Wow.
It's possible, but I don't know, man.
It's not going
to
happen.
I would be shocked.
You would be shocked, but that's the Undertaker's MO is to put over
Taker's
people
gonna,
he likes.
Taker's
going to
lay down and do the business for Rusev?
We don't know if
not
he likes
not on a casket
Rusev.
Match. That is his
that's
gimmick
his match.
That is his
that's
match.
His match that he's lost while Jericho said he's the
Jericho
king and buried
him
every time.
Yeah, I know, man. You know what?
I'll be shocked.
It's just like
especially
how many,
in Saudi Arabia.
How many
like,
hardcore
want to
matches
see
have Mick Foley lost just because it's your match?
That is
true.
That is exactly what he's synonymous for.
That's true, but you could lose it.
We'll have to go over
he could lose it to Rusev.
Triple H has beat everybody in their match.
I mean, Shane McMahon, he noted Rusev Day on that SmackDown.
Yeah.
Who knows how it's going to proceed? However, I mean, it's just Rusev is not going to win.
All right. If he doesn't win, do you think that this buries him, like in the sense of burying
Rusev
him, like
is still
he
in
loses
his prime.
Momentum?
It no, depends. Rusev is still in his prime.
The fans don't care.
It depends on
fans don't
the
care.
Method
that's,
of
they'll
the
still
burying.
Chant Rusev Day.
I agree.
And the smarks will be like, he literally got buried. But other than
you see what they did on SmackDown this week? They know Rusev is over. And what did they do? Who'd they put him in the ring with?
AJ Styles.
And?
and he was still over.
Daniel Bryan. They put him with, next to the most over people. I'm like, he, okay, are they still going to cheer Rusev
yes,
Day?
Yes, they fucking
and they did.
Actually,
man, as soon as they see
that,
Aiden English come out, they get buck.
Yeah.
They're playing some stuff trying to see what's going on because I was surprised that Shinsuke got booed when AJ was in the ring talking.
Yeah, he's a heel. He's a bad guy.
Yeah, he's a heel, but people love him. But he was.
I mean,
but
the
he got moved
were,
compared
the
to AJ.
Were like 30.
I know. So you're
30,
seeing
70.
Like, you're seeing right now, Rusev is more over than Shinsuke.
Yeah, because people want more for Rusev. They want him in that picture.
Yeah, and but that's, also I think Rusev that's why, isn't hitting people in the nutsack.
I think that's exactly like he's not cheating. He's a bad guy, but he's not cheating in his matches.
Well, they jumped Daniel Bryan after the
match. I saw that when they stomped him. I was
but
like,
it's not cheating.
I was like, what are they doing?
Match
I
think is over.
They're trying
no,
to listen
the match
to the crowd
was DQ'd because
to see if they're still
going
to stay on him.
Jumped in the ring.
You jumped the most popular guy, AJ. You jumped the most popular guy, Daniel Bryan, and see if they still like you. And they still do. So. He passed the test, I think. They need to turn him all the way face. They just won't do it for some reason.
Either
no,
that,
just let him keep
or
his momentum, but just put
he
him
joins
in,
up with
put him in better, put him in better matches.
The new ministry,
Rusev, and he
Rusev,
started new
big cast oh and take.
You're saying, that's "Oh my god!" Stable. But which guys with the ministry were top guys before?
None of them were.
None of them. They were all rejects.
Midian.
You had Midian. Did. Yeah, who said
Midian?
Midian, Viscera.
And
Farouk and Bradshaw, the Alkalites.
Hey, man, put some respect on Big Vis's name, bruh.
Yo, rest in peace, Viscera.
Vis was rocking Big the Vis. The Missy outfit before Missy.
Yes, Vis had him a run where the ladies loved him.
Big Vis. Or
shout
Mabel.
Out to Lillian Garcia.
Mabel, yep.
Yeah, so we're going to end the show, but any announcements? I got one. Next
wrestling
week
is weird.
I will be I'll be in Baltimore. We do love it, and this was I want to thank WWE for a really exciting week. This is the first
that's
time
true,
I watched Raw and SmackDown live because I didn't want to.
I think you're
hear
more excited because we're under the 70-minute mark right now, but that's just my opinion.
That's definitely exciting. But don't worry. By the time we go around,
Raw and SmackDown was good.
It
this
was
week.
Good.
I think I told Rand for the last like 4 weeks I might not have caught Raw. I was just watching recaps and top tens and stuff like that. So, I mean, they gave us something to
but
be
I
excited about.
I wanted to catch all three
Mania
hours,
was
so.
Exciting.
I watched it live. I actually watched it live.
Yeah.
I actually watched it
Mania
live.
Mania was. Raw and SmackDown was good.
They're on
I hope
roll
they
right
continue
now.
To be on
so
the
was, so was 205 Rumble. Live
yeah.
and NXT today.
I'm watching
really
NXT
good,
when I go home.
Ricochet had a great match.
Really? Did he have a solo one-on-one match?
He had a one-on-one match. And then Killian Dane and Lars Sullivan had a no DQ match.
And the main event.
Yeah.
Lars is about Zelina to get pushed Vega. Up now that everybody is
Candice
coming
LeRae.
Up.
Oh,
no
Lars
guy.
Has got to get a title
run. Up.
He's coming after
looking like Ball
Alistair,
Bull.
I hope.
Yeah.
I would want to see that.
No, I'm saying Lars Sullivan looked like Ball Bull.
I love Lars Sullivan, man.
And then I think Lars has that look that he just dope. Needs to be a champ.
If
I
you get
feel
a,
like
if you get a
he's
chance,
like the Braun at NXT.
That 205 Live, the tornado match between the Lucha House Party and Akira Tozawa and Kenta. I forget his name.
Kenta Maeda?
No, Kenta.
He's a pitcher for the Dodgers.
No. That's his indie name.
Kenta Maeda?
No. The guy who does the GTS?
Hideo.
I'm sorry,
Punk?
Kenta. No.
Hitami.
Yeah, Hitami.
Oh,
they had a good match with Lince Dorado and the other dude. It was
I got to check that out.
Hey, so, Neo, since you watched NXT before you came here, what's their roster looking like? Did they get did it hurt them real bad, this shakeup? Did they get stripped real bad?
They have the War Raiders.
Oh, the War Machine. Wait, the War Machine that
War
just came there?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, remember, they have War Machine.
They just got EC3.
They
just
have EC3,
got Ricochet.
They have Ricochet, Velveteen Dream.
Okay.
Aleister Black, Johnny Gargano.
They
Tommaso
still got
Ciampa,
okay.
You
who's
know?
Calling themselves
EC3 looks
Kona,
Tommy,
Kona
Tommy
Reeves.
Entertainment?
No, Coney Reeves is going to come up, apparently.
Yeah, but did you hear that news that that's Ciampa's nickname?
Tommy plus, they have Street Profits. They're still in the game, too.
Yeah, and your
Profits.
Boy who hasn't been on any tape shows yet. What's his name, Ryan?
The Black Goku.
Black Otaku.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He still does house shows.
He's still house shows. I'm waiting to see if Malcolm Bishop makes an NXT debut sometime soon.
He was talking to me about that and said Vince needs to send that contract over. But I also was thinking about that because he was like, oh, it was going to take 6 months or whatever to figure out what was going on.
Right.
With the superstar shakeup, people moving around. I'm like, y'all making space to bring new people in. So, yeah.
It's a great time to be a wrestling fan, man. A lot of good wrestling.
And honestly, if you have a chance, the New Japan is doing their Road to Dontaku, so catch that. New Japan is the Road to Dontaku is pretty interesting. We're going to have lots of good feuds there building up to Sakura Genesis.
Nice.
That's my little New Japan
thing there. You need to get back on. You need to. I know the New Japan corner has been getting shorter and shorter, we need that New Japan news on Twitter. Jump on the Twitter, and talk
to
these.
We do have a Twitter. It's Matt Mania Podcast on the Twitter. Please follow us. We also have a Patreon, which is patreon.com/MattManiaPodcast.
Repeat that again. Go and get all the good
stuff. It is patreon.com/MattManiaPodcast.
Matt Maniacs, listen, we're trying to go to All In.
We want to go to All In.
We want to book something for a Royal Rumble here in Phoenix.
That's right.
We can't do this without support from you and support from all your friends and family. So go to ProWrestlingTees.com, search Matt Mania Podcast.
Buy a shirt.
Pick up a badass t-shirt.
Buy a CD.
And then if you run one of us down the street, we got pins.
Go to Mega Rand's Bandcamp. He's got pins. Yeah.
You got pins?
I got pins on the Bandcamp.
Got pins on the Bandcamp.
You buy the pin, you get the Matt Mania Battle Royal for free, right?
Yeah.
Free download if you buy the pin.
Two for one, y'all.
You gotta love that.
So we got a lot of merch coming, but we really want to get our pro wrestling tee store up. We want to get our Patreon up. So please, Matt Maniacs, remember this show is supported by listeners and supporters like you
and people like you. Wasn't that like a PBS?
It was a PBS deal.
It was.
So please continue to show your support. We definitely do appreciate y'all and love y'all. So thank you.
Yes, we love you. So I got some announcements. Just a couple things.
Go ahead, Ram. Let them know what's going on.
Next weekend, I will be at Baltimore and Universal FanCon playing Friday afternoon in B-More. I'll see you there. Record Store Day is coming this weekend. I have a record coming out. Me and Kay Murdoch did a short EP called Symphonies of the Night based on a great game I love called Shovel Knight. It's coming exclusively
to the Yeti.com.
We did it a long time ago, and I'm so glad that it's finally coming out. You got a really cool-looking record with, like, some splatter designs in it, and it looks cool. You go to TheYeti.com, Y-E-T-E-E, and on Record Store Day, there will be maybe 200 of them.
I bought my Mega Ran sweater off that website.
Thanks, buddy.
Do you have any more Matt Mania vinyls? Are they all...
They're spread around the city. They're in all Zia Records in Arizona. So pick those up if you can. Matt Mania vinyls are around. Shout out to President Gator Records for pressing those. I'll see you guys hopefully very soon. And thank you all for listening. As always, bruh, keep your shoulders off the mat. Add us all on the Twitters. I'm Mega Ran.
Rock Knowledge, ROKNOWLEDGE.
Teak _ Hall.
And the Neo X.
I thought you were Neo X.
Well, it's L as his.
El Neo X para los Latinos.
Oh, but not, the ad is the.
It's the, okay.
And then we're
El Neo X para los que miran CMLL. And
we're at Matt Mania Podcast on Twitter.
We are.
And as Matt Mania Pod on Instagram.
Got a Facebook.
As always, I got to shout out the one and only DigiLab Studios where we record every week, giving you that hotness on wrestling takes. Thank you so much to DigiLabs. Hit them up at digilabsaz.com for your deals in recording.
Shout out to Tyler, friend of the show.
Friend of the show. All right, y'all. I'm about to make like a tree and get out of here.
Hey.
Peace and love and wrestling. We out.
See ya.